First up, I've got an update on Section 1603 grant litigation. They're still relevant because a couple new cases have come out recently. The first one is the Alta Wind case, which I think has been going on for several years now. And so finally, the U.S. Court of Federal Claims very recently awarded damages of more than $206 million to the plaintiffs in this case. The court rejected the Treasury's argument that the applicant's basis in the facilities was limited to development and construction costs, and actually accepted plaintiffs' position that the arm's length purchase price of the projects prior to their placed in service date was a reasonable starting place for the project's value. And then the other important thing of note regarding this case is that the court also held that the power purchase agreement relating to the facilities should not be treated as ineligible intangible property for purposes of the Section 03 grant. Then the other Section 03 grant decision is GUSC energy decision. This was related to an open loop biomass facility in New York State. It is a combined heat and power plant, and it produces both steam heat and electricity for use at a nearby business and technology park. The plaintiff had argued that the entire cost basis of the facility was eligible for the Section 1603 grant. The Treasury agreed that while the entire facility was integral to the production of electricity, it wanted to